Madame Maxime, said Fleur at once, striding over to her headmistress. They are saying that this little boy is to compete also. Somewhere under Harry's numb disbelief, he felt a ripple of anger. Little boy? Madame Maxime had drawn herself up to her full and considerable height. The top of her handsome head brushed the candle-filled chandelier, and her gigantic black satin bosom swelled.
"What is the meaning of this, Dumbledore?"
she said imperiously.
"I'd rather like to know that myself, Dumbledore," said Professor Karkaroff.
He was wearing a steely smile, and his blue eyes were like chips of ice.
"Two Hogwarts champions! I don't remember anyone telling me the host school is allowed two champions, or have I not read the rules carefully enough?"
He gave a short and nasty laugh.
"C'est impossible,"
said Madame Maxime, whose enormous hand with its many superb opals was resting upon Fleur's shoulder.
"Hogwarts cannot have two champions. It is most unjust."
"We were under the impression that your age line would keep out younger contestants, Dumbledore,"
said Karkaroff, his steely smile still in place, though his eyes were colder than ever.
"Otherwise, we would, of course, have brought along a wider selection of candidates from our own schools."
"It's no one's fault but Potter's, Karkaroff," said Snape softly. His black eyes were alight with malice. "Don't go blaming Dumbledore for Potter's determination to break rules. He has been crossing lines ever since he arrived here."
"Thank you, Severus,"
said Dumbledore firmly, and Snape went quiet, though his eyes still glinted malevolently through his curtain of greasy black hair. Professor Dumbledore was now looking down at Harry, who looked right back at him, trying to discern the expression of the eyes behind the half-moon spectacles.
"Did you put your name into the Goblet of Fire, Harry?"
he asked calmly.
"No,"
said Harry. He was very aware of everybody watching him closely. Snape made a soft noise of impatient disbelief in the shadows.
"Did you ask an older student to put it into the Goblet of Fire for you?"
said Professor Dumbledore, ignoring Snape.
"No," said Harry vehemently.
"Ah, but of course he is lying,"
cried Madame Maxime. Snape was now shaking his head, his lip curling.
"He could not have crossed the age line," said Professor McGonagall sharply. "I am sure we are all agreed on that."
"Dumbledore must have made a mistake with the line,"
said Madame Maxime, shrugging.